5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
So, reading into this Evan Drellich thing, this winning fixes everything. It's on The Athletic today. As a matter of fact, it just came out. Today's the 24th. It just came out today. It's about the scandal and Jeff Luhnow erasing his phone. And it's Drellich says this was the most substantial investigation and Major League Baseball had ever taken.
But he was with the Astros at that time.
Who?
Evan
Drellich?
No. Luhnow.
Yeah, no.
It was the Cardinals. Like, he wasn't...
This wasn't the Cardinals thing. This was about him erasing his phone when the for the scandal.
Oh, scandal. Not the Cardinals.
Not the Cardinals. Okay. No.
Mm.
Yeah, and Jeff Luhnow called one of his investigators, learned he had instructed one of his lieutenants, Bill Furkus, to give a heads up to the others with the team that Major League Baseball might collect their devices. And
here's how this went.
Hello. What's his name, Bill?
Bill Furkus.
Bill, this is Jeff. Hey, Jeff. Yeah, I saw on caller ID. I knew it was you. Yes, listen. There's a chance that Major League Baseball is going to be collecting everyone's telephones and all of your devices. So if you have any naked pictures of your wives on your devices, no, I would suggest you delete everything because they will see your naked pictures of your wives.
And that's not it. What Luhnow said, Bill Furkus said, was more that Luhnow had told him to contact a bunch of individuals and let them know their phone might be confiscated and that they should be comfortable with what was on there. That doesn't say anything related.
I like my version of, listen, if you have, I'm just telling you that Major League Baseball will see all of your naked pictures of your wife when they get your phone. So I would take off anything that is going to make you uncomfortable, especially naked pictures, which is obviously the only thing that we would be uncomfortable with, right, Bill?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Jeff.
Yes.
I get the message.
Anything anyone might be uncomfortable with.
Do you have any naked pictures of your wife, quote unquote?
I've always thought, and listen, Tom Brady not giving his phone up to investigators about Deflategate. I'm like, I agree 100%. Roger Goodell, you don't have the right to Tom Brady's phone. Unless it's a league-issued phone.
Yes, our commissioner does.
No, he won't have my phone.
Was Tom cheating?
I'm going to throw that thing out before Roger Goodell gets my phone.
I mean, like Tom did, and that's what he got suspended.
David Gout tries to confiscate my phone. You know what's going to happen?
What's going to happen?
We'll arm wrestle for it.
What if Chris Fisher from HR&P tries to get it?
And then guess what? We'll arm wrestle for it.
And then David's going to say, this time it was about Granato.
Yes, that's
in the
right.
Commercial time.
That's what he'll say. Why does he talk like that?
Because he has a soft, calming voice.
Hi, I'm David Gow.
This time when we called HR&P, it was about Granato. Have you heard him in the month of August? He's been hotter than Bregman.
No, I've not been hotter than him. No one's hotter than Bregman. That's a ridiculous statement. Nobody in the world
is hotter than Breglin. It's the ultimate heat check every day when Granato's on the radio.
How about Jordan had his parents there? Jordan had his parents there, and for the first time, they had seen Jordan play in a major league game. How awesome. I mean, how horrible it is for them. They're from Cuba, so they were not able to come here and see and all that. You know, all the difficulties that go along with being from Cuba and trying to get to the United States. So they finally got to watch him play. It wasn't good. It wasn't great for Jordan, though. He was pretty damn nervous.
Sí, super emocionante. Creo que está siendo uno de los juegos más nerviosos que he jugado desde el día que debuté.
Yeah, very exciting. I think this is one of the most nervous I've been playing a game since I debuted.
See you looking up to see them in the stands too. Is it just kind of a surreal moment to know that they're actually in the building for you?
Te vi que estaba viendo para arriba en el público buscándolo a ellos. Ese es un momento como un poquito increíble que teniéndolo aquí a ellos.
Sí, el primer inning cuando salimos a defender sabía que no habían llegado, ¿no? Entonces estaba como mirando a las gradas, esperando el momento de verlo llegar, ¿no? Y creo que estaba un poco ansioso y nada, luego me fui para otro lado. Ese primer turno al bate estaba bien nervioso, porque sabía que por mucho tiempo era la primera vez que me volvían a ver jugar y creo que es un momento inolvidable.
Definitely that first inning when we went out to the field, I knew that they hadn't arrived yet, so the whole inning I was looking to the stands like to see if I could see them. And yeah, that also that first at bat, also super nervous, super anxious, knowing that they hadn't seen me play in a while.
That's wild to think that a guy who plays at the level that Jordan plays when it's not August, he gets nervous about his parents being in the stands. That's something that you think about yourself to see if your dad's in the stands of the Little League game or whatever. Here's a grown-ass man in Major Leaguer who plays at a high level, an all-star, at one point an MVP caliber. He's doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Looking in the stands if his family's there. He's very nervous before. And this is a Major Leaguer who has been in the league since 19. That's kind of cool. It's kind of eye-opening, too.
Yeah.
Just to let you know. I mean, he's just regular people at the end of the day.
Eye-opening who the hottie was next to his parents.
Already. Who was it?
I don't know.
Who do you think it was? His sister?
I don't know who it was.
You saw that crop top.
Yeah. It was strong. It was strong with Daniela in the crowd last night and Jordan's
she had
people.
A baby, though, with her.
Well, yeah, she had a baby with her, but she's still a pretty girl.
Yeah, she is, but she's mom now. You don't look at moms the same way.
Oh.
I mean, not
you,
when
you
they're.
You ever
fresh,
see American Pie?
Not fresh out mom, like. Oh, you know, yeah. one-year-old, two-year-old
well, she
moms.
She can still be a hottie. That's
yeah,
all right.
No, I'm not saying that. Nah, I'm just saying, you look at somebody who just had, you know, not just. How old is that baby now?
It's been a little while now.
A year? More than a year?
No. I don't believe. He's probably 8 months, something like that. Yeah. I mean.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm just saying. Jordan's girl right now is like, that's a different, it's just a different classification.
Mr. Yes saw it too. Who was that good looking girl sitting between Jordan's mom and brother?
I saw it too. Yeah. We all saw it if you watch TV.
Yeah. I mean, but yeah, it's eye opening. That's all. That's why you said eye opening, and immediately I thought that's eye opening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
good for them. Good for Jordan. If that's his girlfriend.
We're never going to get an Astro on this.
Good for him.
We'll never get an
God
Astro
bless.
On this show.
God bless, Jordan. Keep it up. Keep up the good work. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. Astros win 4-2, and it was a struggle again. My goodness.
Legit,
bases loaded.
Legit scared at the end of that
bases
game.
Bases loaded in the ninth inning. They scored two already.
Now, Reese
My
has
goodness.
To be yanked, and they come in with Abreu. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Brian Abreu's got to fix this.
It was way too scary for a game that you had in hand. With Verlander throwing a no-hitter and you're worried at the end that this thing is you're going to lose it, the bullpen has just been – I mean, it has been great all year. And they're still not throwing that many innings. Everybody's throwing six innings. Everybody's giving you a quality start, six or seven innings, and you still are the bullpen looks like it's like spent right now.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who you bring in. Montero last week, on that road trip, Montero was awful. Neris now. Will Smith, every outing he's in. Who can you depend on
anymore?
Oh,
that's his wife.
Oh, that's Jordan's wife?
So Jordan's married.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, good. God bless.
Well, wife, girlfriend.
Whatever.
Yeah. It's his girl. We knew it was his girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It had to be his girl.
Right. But,
he's the real MVP, my buddy said.
Who is?
Jordan's the real MVP.
Jordan is the real MVP.
Yeah, Jordan's. Oh, this just in. A talented athlete has a good-looking wife. I mean, that's a brand new
good
one
for him. Couple
seen
eyes.
That one.
That's what I said. Yeah. 914 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What I'm saying right now is, if you need a plumber, then my peeps, okay. Oh, listen, they've done unbelievable work at Lance's house. They've done work at my house. They call you call, and they're going to be there, and they're not going to charge you to give you an evaluation. As a matter of fact, they gave an evaluation to my buddy. I mean, they looked at all the stuff. They said, sir, we can't. There's nothing that we have to do here. You're all fine. Or I've seen they fixed some stuff for somebody, and they were just like, oh, don't worry about it. No charge. I mean, they're unbelievably conscientious and people that you can count on. And whatever it is that you need a new water heater. They got tankless water heaters. That's the way to go. If you've got a drain cleaning, you've got water filters that you need replacing, plumbing fixtures, camera inspection, leak detection, whatever it is that you have to have, you need to repipe like Lance did.
Man, the repipes are they're the jobs that take a lot more work. But if you don't get it right the first time, you'll have to have it done a second time. And that's what happened with me. I wish I would have known Aqueduct Plumbing Company, and now we're telling you about it because they're the ones that get it done the right way. They're completely transparent the whole time. They will show you the video when they go in with the cameras to look and see if the line is bailing. And they tried to find workarounds so that my job wouldn't be as extensive. Well, we're going to try to cut the line here, and if your line's not bailing, we'll replace it from this point moving forward, which will prevent more tunneling and things like that. They tried it. And the line was still bailing. They showed it to me. So we had to move forward with even more. And I'm glad I got it done right. But I want you to get it done right the first time. Don't go through the hassle of having to have bad work fixed by Aqueduct Plumbing Company. They'll do it for you. But I want you to get it done right the first time. That's why you need to go to thebenchplumbing.com. Thebenchplumbing.com.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
DC, wait a minute. Ben-A-Key, C'est la vie. I tell the whole truth from A to Z. Show me you real, show me that you bleed. Hello.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, John and Lance here, our last segment before we get to News of the Weird. Talk a little Texans football. Kenyon Green is going to play. You happy to see Kenyon Green play?
Beyond happy. I can't wait to see Kenyon Green play. I think he's a big part of the attitude that needs to develop on the offensive line. So, yeah, I'm happy Kenyon Green is going to play.
You unhappy that Ross Blacklock won't play?
Nope. I wish him the best of luck on his next team.
You don't think he's going to make the team?
I think there's a chance he won't.
I think there's a chance he won't either, too. He was an O'Brien pick, no?
Yep.
Yeah.
He was an O'Brien COVID pick.
Yeah.
2020 draft.
Yeah. So he got no tie to him, and he's been a big disappointment.
Huge.
John Metchie was at camp. How about that? That was
good.
That's pretty neat.
I told you yesterday, for those who missed, little whispers coming from Metchie's camp as he hopes to get back this year.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I think so, too. We'll see if that happens, but I wish the guy luck. I'm trying to get him on the show.
That would be neat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Try and get him. Pull all your strings and try and get him out. Trying to get him on the show. What do you want to see? Is there any? I want to see the offense. I want to see Davis Mills look decent. I really do. I know it doesn't mean that much. They're not game planning. They're not going to be. I don't know who's going to play for San Francisco. I don't know who's going to be out there. I hope that the first team offensive line is going to be out there for the Texans. I think they
the
are.
The first team, everything should be out
there. Yes. Yes. Brandon Cooks needs to play.
This is really game one. This is game one of the year where you're trying to get in rhythm together, get everyone on the same page. I mean, to me, this needs to be happening right now. You weren't a good team last year. You're not a team that can look at the preseason and say, We don't care. We're just working on some pitches. That's not what this. You're not Lance McCullers working on pitches in the spring. You need to be developing, you know, an attitude, developing a consistency, developing chemistry. So I'm not saying it has to happen the entire preseason, but game three, I'd like for there to be some effort because yeah. It's now the last game.
I mean, you don't play till September 11th, so you've got plenty of time. Now, you don't want to get anybody hurt, but, man, September 11th is a ways away.
Yeah, that is a long wait.
I mean, so it's you're not playing from the 25th. It's 2 weeks you got here still. So you got to get out there and do something. Let's go. And I want to see the offense move the ball. I want to see him run the ball. I want to see Pierce. You know, I don't know. I guess Lovie's seen enough of him that he knows that he's the guy or whatever. He's giving him the yep. rookie treatment or I don't know. Nah. I don't know what it is.
Just he said don't read too much into it.
Well, right.
He said that just the other day.
I'm reading too much into it is what? That he's not good enough to play or that he's got himself a job already?
He got himself a job.
Well, you're reading too much into it.
Doesn't get hurt. No, not reading too much into him not playing. They said he didn't play. Like, I wouldn't read too much into that.
Oh, yeah, okay. In that respect, okay. Well,
he's been the best guy in camp, too.
What I took from him not playing is I don't need to see anymore.
Yeah, that's what I took.
Yeah.
That's what I took.
That's me. And I was thinking, is that what he means by reading too much into it?
He doesn't need to get into his rhythm or whatever. He's a running back. And they're saying, okay, let's keep him. I bet you he gets carries in this game.
Yeah.
I bet he gets at least 6 carries
in
this game.
I would hope so.
Sure.
I'd like to see him
especially
with the first
team. Kenyon Green.
Even if Marlon Mack, you want to, the veteran, let's start the veteran. Dude, and whatever.
Don't be coy. Don't do this. The veteran, he hasn't played one game, regular season game for the Texans. This isn't a Machado situation or Dusty trying to cape up for the veterans. This is a free agent. The other guy is a draft pick. Guess who's going to be a Texan longer? It's going to be Pierce.
Yeah,
it ain't going to be Mac.
Yeah, but you know how coaches look at veterans.
I know how they do, but to me, this is a running back. It's in the quarterback situation. Play the running back that's the best. Set a standard on the team for the best man wins. Damian Pierce is the best man. Let's have him rolling right now. This should be competition at every position. What? Because your 8 wins in 2 years says that now veterans have to have certain jobs? No. There needs to be open competition for every man's job.
Well, and he is your guy, too. I mean, you took him, and it could turn into a great
He's played pick. The best in camp, too, by all accounts.
If you have a starting running back that runs for 1,000 and you got him in the 4th round, and in 17 games, 1,000 yards is 60 yards a game. It ain't asking too much.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's not even that big a deal. But if you get him you got him for 4 years of production. We'll use it like you say. Use them now.
Got to get the most out of them because players like running backs will peter out a lot of times by the 6th year, and you're done. They lose a little bit of juice. The good thing is you're not relying solely on burst for Damian Pierce. He has decent burst, but he's really more about consistent play speed, subtle movements, and decisiveness. And then physical at contact. So that's who he is. And those kind of running backs will make some noise for 3 to 5 years, typically. That's the shelf life. I know you feel like it's 9 and 10 years. It's not. It's more like 3 to 5 years. Look at Zeke Elliott. He was drafted in 16. There's already openly people questioning, is Tony Pollard better than Zeke? Zeke was drafted in 16.
Listen.
We're in a 6th year, and it's already like, I'm not sure Zeke's.
Listen, I think that the Cowboys have the best backup running back in the league. I mean, Tony Pollard would it surprise you if Tony Pollard had more yards this year than Zeke?
Well, Jerry Jones came out and said they need to get Zeke going, so we'll see.
Yeah,
I think Brian Robinson is another guy.
The last couple of years?
Let me tell you, I like Antonio Pierce. Brian Robinson starting to grind out some yards in Washington. Keep your eye on Brian Robinson too, out of Alabama.
Yeah,
because he's
big, strong.
Yeah, he's a banger, and he is not finesse. He is. I could see Ron Rivera saying, hey, I kind of like this guy. I kind of like the banger. So I keep an eye on him as a backup, and he's a rookie too. Backup running backs who are the best. That's Travis Etienne. is going to be. Of course, he hasn't played a down in the NFL, so we have to see how he does with James Robinson.
If he is the backup.
Yeah, he might end up being the starter. We'll see how that one goes. Here's Robinson's week. James, is the starter week one? Well, there you go. Starter week one, going with the veteran. You know, there was somebody else I was thinking about as
well.
That's
right, you're a big Jacksonville guy. I forgot.
Well, he knows what's going on.
No.
Your girl still in Jacksonville? Does she keep up with sports?
Yeah.
You talk on the radio.
Yeah.
Okay. So she does. She keeps up with sports.
Yeah.
Did you meet at a sport? Something sports related?
No. Oh, okay. We met at school.
Okay.
Oh, high school.
College.
Okay.
Oh, in college.
So she does keep up with sports, though.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Does she tell you what's going on with the Jaguars, or you keep up with it yourself?
She's a Packers fan. I'm
oh, that's right. You told us that.
Yeah, there's something that's wrong. Oh, okay.
It's wrong to be a Packers fan instead of a Jaguar fan?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. She's in Jacksonville.
Is she from Jacksonville?
No.
Then why would you ever be a Jaguar fan if you don't live there?
Why would you ever be a Packer fan, ever?
Because they win until the biggest games.
They suck. I can't stand the Packers.
You used to live there.
I know. That's why I can't stand them. That's why I can't stand them. All right, 713-780-3776. Well, don't call in now because you know why? News of the Weird is coming your way right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So you got that going on. I got this going on. ImageNet, an industry-leading, award-winning managed services powerhouse. Over 60 years of experience. Their mission is simple. Provide information technologies that improve the customer's bottom line. They do everything in IT, managed services, managed print services. You should see this 3D printing that they do. They are going to have a giant from the movie from Arnold Schwarzenegger, where he's an alien.
Not Total Recall?
No.
Where Quato was living in his chest?
No, not that one. Terminator.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They are going to have the Terminator. It is the actual size. They are going to have this at this event, okay? And they did it all with 3D. Hard.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, hard plastic. They made the whole thing out of 3D.
3D printing is bananas.
It's unbelievable. You can make car parts.
My kids did something at school. Mason did at high school. Yeah. He made something with 3D.
Well, listen, you can do all of this. You're going to find out about 3D printing, electronic content services. They have a giant technology show, and it's going on. It is September 15th. It's happy hour, noon to 4 p.m., refreshments all day long, dynamic speakers, free parking. It's at NRG Stadium. Texans tickets they're giving away. They're giving away Astros playoff tickets. They're giving away a 50-inch television, Apple TV system, Apple AirPods. I mean, it's unbelievable how big this show is going to be, and you can be there. All you got to do is go to 975image.net. Sign up, make your reservation, get to this show. You're going to see everything you need to see technology-wise. 975image.net.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on The Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Erlein.
Simple Seats brings you News of the Weird. Better prices, no fees. It's that simple. Simple Seats. I was on there yesterday, as a matter of fact. Hey, Lance, remember I told you there's a new AI-generated virtual rapper?
Yeah.
FN Mecca? Yeah, well, Capitol Records has already canceled him. Apparently, he's racially insensitive. Or CMC.
So you know how AI works, right? You don't program it. You feed content, existing content, and the AI learns and sees. Yeah, AI learns from content. It learns from what society gives it. You don't program it. You just give it rap. So you're telling me rap is racially insensitive in some ways?
Huh. Apparently, it was using a lot of bad words. Okay. And we offer our deepest apologies to the black community for insensitivity in signing this project without asking enough questions about equity and the creative process behind it. See ya, AI rapper, effing Mecca.
So they canceled an AI rapper.
Yeah.
They canceled a contract.
Well, he's being canceled on social media, too.
An AI rapper. Okay.
Yep.
That's a shame.
Lance, apparently now, did you know that wind turbine blades could be recycled into gummy bears one day? Would you like a wind turbine gummy bear?
Hmm. Isn't that metallic or is it plastic? It's got to be plastic.
And they can make it into gummy bears. They can make anything and anything anymore.
But
you can make something that 3D that we were just talking about printing. It's absolutely nothing, and it turns into a giant Terminator.
How does plastic turn into a gummy bear?
At this point, I don't want that.
I want gummy bears that are made out of gummy bear stuff,
right?
Not turbines.
Right. But what is this? What is the gummy part of it? That's not weed. There's weed inside it, right?
I don't know. Well, the gummy part is it's the same thing that's in Jell-O, I believe. It's the
gelatin.
Amalgum. I can't remember. It's gum.
Apparently, you're going to be able to turn plastic into that.
Yeah.
A Delaware high school had a delivery that was a little bit suspect. Apparently, someone mistakenly delivered a box of guns to a Delaware high school. Do you think they should have said thank you and kept the guns?
No. I don't think there should be guns in schools.
Well, listen.
That's a poor choice.
It was a poor choice sending a box of guns to a high school. Poorly done, whoever did that. You ever been to Orange Beach, Alabama?
Yes.
Yeah.
Once.
It's fun. We took the kids every summer.
Yeah.
That's where we went on vacation.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
They have a new coffee shop. Do you want to drink coffee at Badass Coffee?
Sure.
Yeah.
It's got
a donkey as its symbol.
Yeah.
White.
I would drink that.
Apparently, city officials in Orange Beach, Alabama, none too pleased. Have you ever been to Floribama, Orange Beach officials? Have you ever been there?
What are they upset about?
Okay. The stuff that goes
on. That's totally on brand.
It is on brand. Badass coffee.
What are they upset about?
I want Badass Coffee. You know what's the newest dating spot? Hot spot?
Church.
No.
Toilet.
Rental U-Hauls.
What?
People are having parties and having dates.
I've seen... In the U-Haul.
Inside the U-Haul.
I have seen that.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that a couple years ago. During a pandemic, there was something. I saw somebody that had a big... We've all been quarantined and we're a pod together. But yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah,
I have seen that.
This is what they do now. They put I don't know, tables and chairs or whatever they do in their beds, whatever they put in there, and then they go drive off to wherever they go and they have a date in there.
Wait a minute, that sounds like you put a bed in there and then you drive off and have a date.
Yeah.
That sounds literally like prostitution.
Well, no, I mean not if you're. If you're not paying,
there's videos.
It's like going to a hotel.
There's
only
videos.
It's a new hotel.
About
it's a U-Haul.
Bus. I'm not going to talk about. No, you can't put a bed in a U-Haul and then drive around and have dates. That doesn't sound good. That sounds like somebody's filming something and it's going to end up on a website.
That sounds like something.
That's not called a date.
I'd be interested in. A mom has been shamed. She threw a $27,000 nightclub party for her daughter's 11th birthday. Do you find that? Have you ever thrown? What about Maddie's 11th birthday? Did you throw her a $27,000 nightclub party?
No, we went at Korean barbecue.
Yeah, Korean. That was it $27,000
worth? It was not.
Well, then this is a better parent than you.
You know what's funny? Is that's her money. I thought if we're not supposed to worry about athletes' money and contracts, don't be worrying about her $27,000. I have opinions about it. That's her money. She wants to throw away $27,000 on an 11-year-old. Go ahead.
Would Madi like a $27,000 nightclub party?
Madi, for her birthday one year, went and fed homeless people at a soup kitchen.
Well, that doesn't sound
like
much fun.
She would look at that as wasteful. It doesn't sound like much. I didn't go to that party.
You didn't go to that one?
No. Where's your party? Soup kitchen downtown? Sounds terrible. I got football people to write up.
Yeah, sorry. And I think we've done this one already, that women are more likely to cheat than men, according to a...
I don't remember that
one. You don't remember this one?
Huh.
Yeah. Women, apparently, in a new study, women are more likely to cheat than men are. Cheating. I just can't stand it.
You buying that?
Yeah, I'm buying that.
I don't know if I'm buying that.
All right,
you know what? Hold on. If they hose, you said? Vanessa and Galan are coming up. Let's make them argue about that back and forth.
Women are more likely to cheat than men.
Who is more likely to cheat? Do you have an actual study that
says that? Yeah, it's a study. I can leave it for them.
Yeah, what's the study? Who did the study?
The study was by, I don't know, science. That's what it says. Science is finding
100% by a dude.
Martin says the myth that women cheat for emotional reasons while men cheat for sexual reasons is also being overturned. She cites research by Missouri State University. JT did this one.
And it's a female.
Yeah, on a group of women who use the Ashley Madison website specifically to cheat.
Vanessa and Gallant argue that. Which one? I think probably men. If you put a gun to my head and said, okay, I've got the right answer, which one do you want here? And I'd say, I don't know.
I'm not sure.
With a gun to your head?
With a gun to my head? I'm not. Well, the study says women. The study says women. I'm going with science here. You're just going because you're scared.
I'm scared to get my head blown off. I feel like I know the right answer on this one.
We're done.
Yeah, I know the right answer when it comes to getting tickets, and it's Simple Seats. When you use the promo code Lance10, you're going to get $10 off your first order of $50 or more. So when you're getting tickets for Astros games, Texas, Alabama's out there, A&M tickets, University of Houston tickets, Texans tickets, they're all going to be on Simple Seats, and you can get them for the very best prices. How can I possibly tell you they're going to be the best prices? I can tell you that with 100% certainty because they don't have fees. Every other website you go to will have fees. Show me a website that doesn't have a fee, because every website has fees, and it's the fees that end up jacking your seats up by as much as tickets get raised by as much as 25 to 30% of what you thought the rate was going to be. At Simple Seats, never any fees. Get the best seats, the best prices, never any fees, and use promo code Lance10 for $10 off your first order of $50 or more at SimpleSeats.com.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.